Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies as well as news from Indian country. Autumn Peltier is a 13-year-old Anishinaabe Kwesance from the unceded territory of Wequemecong First Nations within the borders of Ontario. Autumn has been invited to speak at the United Nations General Assembly as they declare 2018 to 2028 the International Decade for Action on Water for Sustainable Development. Autumn began advocating for water protection when she was 8, inspired by her aunt Josephine Mindaman. Mindaman had long been an advocate for clean and sacred waters and walked the shores of the five Great Lakes to raise awareness. According to Rihanna Johnson, a reporter with the CBC, Autumn stated that she found it difficult to believe that there were some children her own age who are only able to drink water that has been bottled. Learning this and talking with her aunt inspired her to advocate and to pass on knowledge about the sacredness of water to both Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. Aboriginal People's Television Network reports that Autumn spoke her mind to Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the Assembly of First Nations annual winter meeting last year. She was chosen to present Trudeau with a ceremonial copper bowl to symbolize his responsibility to protect the country's water. Autumn said to him, "I am very unhappy with the choices you've made." Mr. Trudeau has received sharp criticism from the Indigenous and environmental advocates for agreeing to pipeline projects. Additionally, there are also 100 First Nations communities that have had a water advisory in place. Trudeau responded to her, stating, "I understand that. I will protect the water." Although Autumn says she doesn't know if he will keep his promise, Autumn is glad she made her position clear. Autumn is known for her passion and her poise and has become an in-demand speaker at larger and larger events. Autumn was also the only child from Canada to be nominated for the 2017 International Children's Peace Prize. For Peltier, protecting the water is very personal. It's part of what it means to be Indigenous. "I'm going to be an ancestor one day," says Autumn from her home in Wequemecong. "I'm still going to have great-grandchildren on this land, and I hope they are still able to drink the water." Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.